Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Gerard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Gerard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory BigMouthGBG@Juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Gerard.
Tonight's the night, baby, so blow up on me. Tonight's the night. school with, fool with, and all the niggas that I'm cool with. Let them all know that my mom's just gone, and it'll be tomorrow before she comes back home. Ding dong,
get some niggas, say no more. I'm with a truck full of women, so just open the door, cause yo,
we came here to party.
Get it crunk, get drunk, and leave your house with somebody.
True that,
some homies don't ring your main missus, cause it's
real deal mackin' when it comes to the Christmas.
And this could be your very last time seeing her. One look at me, and you better believe that I'll be D'ing her.
So come alone, or don't come at all.
Why?
Cause it's real big pimpin' at this player's ball.
True it, you really not represented right, but with me, it's on to the G.
And tonight, please, my whole crew make G. Tonight, baby, so blow up
come
on knees.
Kids ain't checking for after shit, so put a condom in their hand and hope it don't bust. Another
New Year's Eve, I was rolling with the Southern California Firebirds and Camaros, and we went into the Crenshaw Shopping Center. And we parked all our cars in arrangement, and we got ready to go inside because it was almost midnight. And while we were standing outside talking, all of a sudden bullet shells started hitting the top of my car. Bing, bing. And I said, oh, no, they're shooting in L.A. And before I could think about it, I jumped inside my car. And I was like, well, if my car gets shot, it's okay because I'm in my car. But the bullets were coming down out the sky. It was raining bullets. And I was holding on to my buddy, and I was like, dude, I hope we don't get shot.
This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk basketball. Let's talk G Money Sports Report and talk about the NBA play-in basketball tournament.
Thank you. cracking,
G Money? Everybody, what's happening, DJ? How you doing, man? You ready to talk some basketball?
Right.
I am. I think we have 6 games that have been played. I think it's 6 games. 1 game, 2 games, 3 games, 4 games were played. 2 games in the from the Eastern Conference, and 2 games from the Western Conference. So let's go over the 2 games from the Western Conference first. The first game was from the Minnesota Timberwolves playing the Los Angeles Lakers. And the Lakers won that game. And what was the score of that game, DJ? I think they only won by 1 point.
The Lakers beat the Timberwolves 108 to 102.
Okay, 108 by 1 to 102. So that means the Lakers are now in 7th position, ready to play in the playoffs. And the Minnesota Timberwolves will have to play again with the winner of game team number 9 playing team number 10, and that's the Oklahoma Thunder. Oklahoma City Thunder, and they play the New Orleans Pelicans. And that game happened last night. And who won that game, DJ?
The Thunder beat the Pelicans 123 to 118.
All right. So that means the Oklahoma team will play the Minnesota Timberwolves to see who will have the 8th position in the playoffs, and then we'll start with the NBA playoffs for the Western Conference. They play the best of 8 will play in the conference. Okay, so let's go to the Eastern Conference, and the first game in the Eastern Conference was between team number 7 and team number 8, and team number 7, I think, was the Atlanta Hawks, and they played team number 8, and I don't know who team number 8 was. Team number 8 was the Miami Heat, or I think it was the other way around. I think Miami Heat was team number 7. And the Atlanta Hawks were team number 8. But the Atlanta Hawks beat the Miami Heat. So Miami Heat has been eliminated. No, Miami Heat will have to play the winner of team number 9 and number 10. And number 9 was the Toronto Raptors, and they were playing the Chicago Bulls. And who won that game, DJ?
So, the Chicago Bulls beat the Toronto Raptors yesterday. 109 to 105.
Okay. So now the Chicago Bulls have to play the loser of the Miami Heat versus the Atlanta Hawks. So Miami Heat will have to play the Chicago Bulls.
Right, that's correct.
To see who gets the eighth position, because the Atlanta Hawks won the game between them and Miami, so they have the seventh position. And the Toronto Raptors played the Chicago Bulls, and the Chicago Bulls beat the Toronto Raptors?
109-105.
Okay, so the Toronto Raptors.
It depends on whether or not you believe the NBA website.
Because I was listening to the sports report, and they were saying Toronto Raptors were going to play again. And I thought the Chicago Bulls beat the Toronto Raptors. But they're saying the Toronto Raptors are going to play the Minnesota Heat. So what's the website say? The website says who won the game between Toronto and the Chicago Bulls?
The Chicago Bulls beat the Toronto Raptors 109-105. So the Bulls move on to play the Miami Heat, not the Minnesota Heat, tomorrow.
Okay. And they're playing for the number eight spot. And once the eighth spot has been determined, then it'll be team number one, which is the Milwaukee Bucks, will be playing team number eight, the winner of this game that's playing tonight. And then the Boston Celtics are team number two, and they will be playing the Atlanta Hawks, which is team number seven. And then it goes into the regular season, into the regular teams. Team number three, the Philadelphia 76ers, will be playing the Brooklyn Nets. And then team number four is the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they will be playing team number five, which is the New York Knicks. And then we go back to the Western Conference. And after we get the winner of the Oklahoma City Thunder playing the Minnesota Timberwolves to see who's going to get the eighth spot. And once the eighth spot has been determined, then the eighth spot will play the Denver Nuggets, which is in spot number one. And spot number two will be the Memphis Grizzlies, and they will be playing the number seven spot, which is the Los Angeles Lakers. And then it goes down the line. It goes to number three team, which is the Sacramento Kings, will be playing the sixth team, which I think is the Golden State Nuggets. And then the fourth place team, the Phoenix Suns, will be playing the fifth place team, which is, who's the fifth place team? The Los Angeles Clippers? I think they're in fifth place. So is that how it'll break down? Team number one will play team eight, and team eight has to be decided tonight between the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then team number two, the Memphis Grizzlies, are going to play the Los Angeles Lakers, which are in seventh position. And then the Sacramento Kings will be playing. They're in third position, and they will be playing the sixth position in the West, which is the Golden State Warriors. And then the Phoenix Suns are in fourth place, and they will be playing the fifth place team, which is the Los Angeles Clippers. And I think that's how the West Coast is going to break down. And then we have the East Coast is breaking down. Team number one will play the winner of the Chicago Bulls playing the Miami Heat. And then team number two, which will be the Boston Celtics, will play team number seven, which is the Atlanta Hawks. And then team number three is the Philadelphia 76ers, and they will be playing team number six, which is, who is team number six? Oh, the New Jersey Nets are team number six. And then team number four will be, team number four will be the Cleveland Cavaliers, and they will be playing team number five, which is the New York Knicks. And that's how the games will break down after the two games play. I don't know, do both of the teams that are playing for the number eight spot, are both of those games playing tonight, DJ Papa D?
There are no games tonight.
Okay. So
the answer is no.
Okay. So when does the Chicago Bulls are playing the Miami Heat, and what day do they play on?
So there's two games tomorrow. It's the Chicago Bulls playing the Miami Heat in Miami, and also the Oklahoma City Thunder plays the Minnesota Timberwolves in Minnesota.
Okay.
Those games are tomorrow.
So both of those games are going to play tomorrow. Okay, so they'll play Friday night. All right. Well, that's the breakdown for the NBA. And once we have these two teams, team number nine is playing team number seven in the West, and team number 10 is playing Miami Heat was team number, what were they, seven or they were eight?
I don't know what you're talking about. I can tell you what teams are playing, doesn't really matter what their rank is anymore, but I can tell you what teams are playing.
Yeah, well, I want to know what their rank is, because
the Miami Heat is ranked number eight.
Is ranked number eight. Okay. And they're playing the Chicago Bulls, and Chicago Bulls will rank number 10. So it's 10 versus
number nine.
Six.
Chicago Bulls are ranked number
Chicago
nine.
Chicago Bulls, they were ranked number nine? I thought.
They're ranked number nine.
I thought the Toronto Raptors were ahead of the Chicago Bulls.
Raptors are ranked number 10.
Okay. All right. So number 19 is playing number 17. They're playing number 17. All right. So that's the breakdown for the NBA playoffs, which will start. When will the playoffs start? Because the play-in will finish tomorrow night, Friday night, and then the playoffs will start, will be the top eight teams in the Eastern Conference will play, and the top eight teams in the Western Conference will play. And when will they start?
On Saturday.
They start Saturday night. All right. And when they start playing, they will be playing the best of seven. So it'll be the first one to win four games out of the seven games that each of them are playing. And then they'll move on. So it's the best of seven in each of the first four games. One is playing eight, and they're going to play the best of seven. Two is playing seven, and they play the best of seven. And then three is playing six, and they play the best of seven. And then four is playing five, and they play the best of seven. So we'll have basketball for the next 2 weeks, because that's how long it's going to take these teams win to see who has the best in seven, for them to win four out of seven. Or if some of the teams win four games immediately when they start playing in the playoffs, it may not go seven games. It may only go four games. And the team that wins four games will win that series. And then they go on to play the next opponent in the playoffs.
So it's the first one to win four games will move on to play in the playoffs until they get to one team left in the Eastern Conference and one team left in the Western Conference. And they will play for the NBA World Championship. And that's G-Money Sports Report today. So what is today, the 12th or the 11th?
13.
The 11th. Or the 13th. Okay. So this is the 13th G-Money Sports Report. So let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
When I first got to Vegas, my girlfriend, which is Snoop's auntie, she had gotten word that Snoop was performing in concert. So I didn't know at the time, but the AVN, the Adult Video Network, was holding a convention in Las Vegas for all the porno stars. And they had a concert, which was the Pimp and Players Ball, and Snoop was the special guest. So we went to the concert, and we were standing up front by the stage, and Snoop came out and performed and was doing his show, and he broke out a blunt, and he lit the blunt on stage and then passed it to me, and I turned and looked at all of the cameras in the audience, and I saw it was on all of the TV screens in the room, so I was the star right then and there.
Woo!
I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. And these two girls walked by me, and they said, well, why don't you come with us? One girl was tall and dark-skinned, and the other girl was light-skinned, but she was beautiful. So I'm walking home with them. And I get to the house, and I ask the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? You don't look like you're from around here. And she says, no, I go to school in Lakewood, and I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? So why are you out here with her at 2 o'clock? And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. Whoa, I was hitting that weed and it was good. I was in Long Beach, California, and I was a photographer. I had a portable studio that I used to carry with me, and I'd go to different nightclubs, and I would take pictures of people. And, well, I had gone to this club in Long Beach, and I took my pictures that night, and at 2 o'clock, I packed up all my equipment, and I went and sat at the bus stop waiting for my ride to go home. Well, these two girls walked by me, and they stopped, and they started flirting with me.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can read? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. One girl was tall and dark skinned, and the other girl was light skinned. She either was Creole or she was Mexican, but she was beautiful. And they were like, what's up, baby? What you doing? And I said, I'm waiting on the bus, but my ride doesn't come until 6 o'clock in the morning. And they said, well, why don't you come with us? We got a house, and you can keep us company. And one of the girls said, well, I got some weed. And the other girl said, I got some cognac. And I said, oh, cognac and weed? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So I walk down the street with them to their house. And I'm like, what are you guys doing out here? And they said, we're out here turning tricks. And I said, oh, okay. And the other girl says, well, I'm teaching her how to work the streets. And I asked the real pretty one, I said, where do you live? And she says, I'm not from around here. I go to school in Lakewood. And I'm like, Lakewood? She says, yeah, I go to Lakewood High School. And I'm in the 11th grade. And I said, you're in the 11th grade? And I said, oh, okay. That sounds good.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So we get to the house, and I put my stuff inside the front door and sit on the sofa in the living room. Well, there's another dude in the house. And he got a robe on, and he sits on a sofa across from me. And I'm looking, and I'm like, oh, what's up, man? And he goes, hey, how you doing? And he was sitting there watching TV. And then the girls came in, and they sat down, and the little light-skinned girl started flirting with me.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Only I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So the
light-skinned girl is sitting next to me. So she gets up, and she goes and pours me a glass of cognac. And then she sits down on the sofa next to me, and she pulls out the cigar box, and she rolls me a joint. And I'm smoking a joint, and I'm passing it to her, and she's like, I don't smoke. And I go to pass it to the guy on the sofa on the other side, and he says, I don't smoke either. So then I pass it to the other girl that walked in with us, and she says, she doesn't smoke. And I go, okay, so I guess I'm the only one smoking.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. So I'm drinking my coffee, and I'm smoking the joint, and I'm chilling. And then the tall girl that walked in with me, she goes into the bathroom, and she comes back, and she has a bathrobe on. And she's taking her wig off, and obviously she had a bra that was stuffed with paper. So now she's flat chested. She looks like a man. And she sits on the sofa next to the guy.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. And I was like, look, I'm not here to mess around with you guys. So, you know, I ain't gonna really do nothing. And the girl says, well, we're not real women anyway. And I said, you're not women? I said, what does that mean? She says, well, we're really men. And we can dress like women because we go and we turn tricks on the street. And I said, you're not women? And she says, no, we're not. And I said, oh, okay, that sounds good. So I'm sitting in the room with these people, right?
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. And she
what girl?
Over the armrest of the sofa, and the dude that was sitting on the bed on the sofa next to her.
What girl?
He opens up his gown, and his dick is hard as a rock. I mean, it's straight, like about 10 inches long. It was huge. I was like, damn, what the fuck is going on? And he crawls up behind this girl.
What girl?
And he sticks his dick in her.
What girl?
And I'm going, what the fuck? And I'm like, wow, this is really a trip.
Pussy is free. Pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. He's dragging this girl.
What girl?
And I'm like, oh, shit. And the other girl,
what girl?
The girl is what girl? To me, and she starts playing in my hair, and she's rubbing
what
my
girl?
Back, and she's like, ooh, I'm getting horny.
What girl?
So if you want to get into that party, go ahead. And I'm just sitting here smoking my weed and drinking my kawaii. And I'm looking at the TV, but I'm watching them. I'm like, oh, shit. This dude is banging. Now, I'm really tripping because this dude is banging the hell out of this girl.
What girl?
And she ain't making no sound.
Pussy is free, pussy crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, I can weed. Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I get up, and I go stand in front of the girl.
What girl?
That was leaning over the sofa. And she got a dick. cheek, jacking off, coming through the fashion. And he's right, this day. And the girl,
what girl?
Guy, now, I know it's a man, he's jacking off. He's playing with himself while the other girl is tied to his butt. I just hear this slapping sound. And I'm going, why, but this girl ain't saying nothing.
What girl?
He's just jacking off.
Pussy is free, but the crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So I sit up and I'm drinking my cognac and smoking my joint, and I'm sitting in the chair because I've moved from the sofa from where the light skin was sitting. I'm sitting in a chair now. So he can't rub on my back and play in my hair no more. I done moved away. So I left him sitting on the sofa by himself. And I'm sitting on a chair. And I'm drinking my drink and smoking my joint. And I'm watching the show. I don't even know what's on TV now because my interest has totally gone away from what's on TV.
Pussy is free, but the crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
So after about 30 minutes, the dude stopped banging. So the two of them are sitting on the sofa, and they start watching TV like nothing had happened. I think the girl,
what girl?
Or the guy. The girl that I came in with, let me say it like that. She gets up and she goes in and pours herself a glass of cognac. And she comes down and she sits on the sofa next to the guy and she's drinking cognac. And I'm sitting up there and I'm smoking weed. And now everybody's watching the TV. And I'm like, well, fuck, is that it?
Pussy is free. But the crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
And
Frank,
so
me.
I'm sitting there, and I'm drinking my Cavassier, and I'm smoking my weed. And when I look up on my watch, it's 5:30. And I finished smoking my weed. And I drank the other glass of Cavassier. And I go to the door, I pack my stuff, and I walk out the door. And the little light-skinned one walks me downstairs.
What girl?
And I say, well, I'll see you later. And she says, well, you can come back and visit anytime since you know where we are. And I said, okay, I'll remember that.
Pussy is free, but the crack costs money.
That sounds good. Oh, yeah, can we? Yeah, okay. I'll go with y'all to your house.
How come you didn't leave?
Because I was waiting for my bus to come.
So you didn't mind the environment?
No, it was something that I didn't anticipate, but today, like, it's a new day. I've seen it before.
You've seen men have sex before?
Yeah. I've been around the block, man.
And all the young fathers out there that didn't know what they were doing, they had no dick control, and they ended up having the baby. Well, shit like that happens, you know. And like a lot of the guys I know, they say, it ain't my baby. That wasn't my baby. But yes, it was your baby. You're the one that put your dick in the situation. So you got to deal with it. Now you get daddy present on Father's Day. Even though you may not be a good father, at least you pay child support. And if you don't, you should be. So pay it and don't complain about it. And take care of your kids because you made them. They didn't ask to be here. And if you take good care of them, they will be good citizens. So look after your kids and thank your daddy for putting that nut in there to get you here.
Oh, I want the girls to know 6'5 is where I reside. I woke up Friday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl, sun tanning in the sand. She had yellow skin, and she looked so fine. She blew my mind. So I walked up to her, and to my surprise, she had slanted eyes. I asked her where she's from, and she said Japan. She came to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to South Central L.A. to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60. I want the girls to know 6'5 is where I reside. He walked in the door and went to the bedroom. He acted like a bride and groom. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine, we got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. I took her to a Japanese restaurant, Yoshinoya Beach Bowl. We walked in the door and went to the counter. We ordered our food. And I went and sat down at a table at a booth. The Asian women looked at me and smiled. Then they bowed at me, and I bowed back. Then they bowed at me again, because they knew I was the Mac. Then my friend brought the food to my table and asked me if there's anything else that I wanted. And I said, no, girl, just sit down and eat. So we ate the food, had a good time, and she said, I got to go, because my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, yeah, that's right. So we got up and walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled out. We went back to Long Beach. I dropped her off on the strand. I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I rolled into Compton. I was riding through the hood. I went down the street and I saw this beautiful black girl. She was shining like the seal. Ooh wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name, and she said, I'm Darlene, the black queen. And I said, you're right, I want to take you to South Central L.A. So come with me to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We got to South Central LA. The 65 is where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the door and went to the bedroom. We got on the bed and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine, we got up, got dressed, and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled off. I took her back to Compton, driving through the hood. I took her to the street and I dropped her off, kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I went to Manhattan Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful white girl sun tanning in the sand. She had long blonde hair and her skin was white as snow. So I walked to her and asked her what she did. And she said she did hair and she taught school. I said, ooh wee, me too. I want to take you to South Central LA. So come with me to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rolled on. Took her to South Central LA to 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girl to know 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door and she laid on the floor. And we started humping like I never humped before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Her blonde hair was waving all around all the time. She screamed and hollered all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. In the morning, rise and shine. We got up, got dressed, and went outside to my mother. 65, that's my ride. And we rolled on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach. I dropped her off on the strand. I kissed her in the mouth and I said I had a good time. I had a good time. He said she did too. I wanted. We got to do this again real soon. And I rolled off. I went back to South Central LA to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I had a good time this weekend in this place. 65 is where I reside. I'm D-Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm D-Money, the pimp comic. I rock and roll with a whole lot of soul. I'm D-Money. The Pimp Comic. If you don't know, now you know. We'll be right back.
she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving. So we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
This is G Money, the pimp comic, and I want to invite everybody around the world to tell everybody about the radio show. Because I do sports and news, I play music in the air, I tell jokes to the listening audience, and I tell stories everywhere. I got enough material to do a 3-hour movie or a 30-minute TV show. I'm Las Vegas, the entertainment promoter, and I'm telling you how it goes. But you can find me if you go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard to find my radio show. It's really not hard. You can find me if you pull up 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And we're broadcasting Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And I want to tell everybody around the world, we need your financial support. So go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. That's THEPIMPCOMIC. And we appreciate your financial contributions to the project. Thank you.
My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready. Get your credit cards ready. And order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
It's up Las Vegas and everybody around the world. This is Gene Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I got a couple of jokes for you. There was a snail that walked into a car dealer and he met with the salesman, and he said he wanted to buy a Camaro. And the salesman said, really? You want a Camaro? He said, yes, I want a Camaro with the white racing stripe down the center of the car and a big S on the door. And the salesman said, okay, I'll have to order that for you, but I'll have it for you in a couple of days so you can check back with me, and I should have it in stock by then. And the snail said, okay, I'll check back with you. So 2 days later, the snail called the salesman, and he asked the salesman if he had gotten the car in. And the salesman said, yeah, we got the car in, and it has that big white racing stripe down the middle of the car. It's a red Camaro, and it has a big white racing stripe. But we don't have the S on the doors yet. And the snail said, really? You don't have the S on the door? And the salesman said, no, it's going to be a couple of days before we get the S detail on the car. And the snail said, okay, well, I'll call you in a couple of days and check on the car. And the salesman said, by the way, just with my curiosity, why do you want to have a big S on the doors of your car? And the snail said, well, when I'm driving the car and people see that car go by, I want them to say, look at that S car go. Woo! S car go. All right. Well, this lady had two sons, and they were always getting into trouble. She couldn't straighten them out no matter what she did. She tried to talk to them, and she had them counseled and everything, and the kids just were getting into all kind of trouble. So she decided she was going to take them to the pastor of her church, and she was going to have the pastor talk to her two sons. So she told the pastor, she said, my sons are just really misbehaving, and no matter what I do, I can't get them to straighten up. And the pastor said, okay, I'll talk to them. Just bring them in, and I'll talk to them one at a time. So the mother sent the oldest son in to meet with the pastor. And the oldest son walked into the pastor's office and sat down by the desk of the pastor. And he listened to the pastor as the pastor was talking to him. And the pastor asked him, do you know who God is? Do you know where God is? Do you know what God can do for you? Do you know what God can do for everybody? Do you know where God is? Do you know what God can do for you? Do you know who God is? Do you know where God is? And the little boy jumped up and ran out of the room, and he ran all the way down the street, and he got to his house, and he ran into the bedroom where his brother was, and he said, you know what? They say God is missing, and they think we have something to do with it. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. There were three women that were put against the wall for a firing squad. And the sergeant in charge of the firing squad put the first woman up in front of the wall where his firing squad was aiming at. And he went to her, and she had red hair. And he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope,
I don't have anything to say. Just get this over with. And the sergeant said, all right, ready, aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody ran for cover. And the lady escaped. So, and everybody ran to hide. And then the sergeant got his firing squad together again. And he brought the brunette and put her in front of the firing squad. And he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, I don't have any last words. Let's just get this over with. And he said, okay. He said, ready, aim. And she said, hurricane, hurricane, hurricane. And everybody ran for cover. And she escaped. Now, the blonde lady saw what her two friends did, and she thought she was going to be smart enough to get away like they did. So the sergeant brought her out and put her against the wall and asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, just blindfold me. He blindfolded her. And then he asked her if she had any last words. And she said, nope, let's just get this over with. And he said, okay. And he said, ready, aim. And the blonde lady said, she started hollering, fire, fire, fire. Oh. So, of course, she was shot. Anyway. There was a blonde lady that was, she was trying to buy a TV at the appliance store. And she put this 50-inch big screen up on the counter and told the salesman she wanted to buy that 50-inch TV. And the salesman said, we don't sell TVs to blonde women. And she said, what? You don't sell to blonde women? And he said, nope, we don't sell TVs to blonde women. So she said, okay. And she left and went home and dyed her hair. So she dyed her hair red. And then another day, a second day, she came back. And she put the 50-inch screen on his counter and said, I want to buy this TV. And she said, and the salesman said, we don't sell TVs to blonde women. And she was like, what? Wait a minute. What do you mean? And he said, we don't sell TVs to blonde women. So she went home and she shaved all her body hair. She shaved all of her hair on her face and all her underarm hair and all the pubic hair she had. She shaved all the hair off. And then she went back to the store again and got the 50-inch screen and sat it up on the counter. And she said, I want to buy this 50-inch screen TV. And the salesman said, we don't sell TVs to blonde women. And she said, how do you know I'm blonde? I've shaved my head and I've dyed my hair. What makes you think I'm a blonde? He said, because you're trying to buy a 50-inch microwave as a TV. And I tell you, we don't sell TVs to blonde women. Oh! There was a big-breasted women work at Hooters. Where do one-legged women work? You don't know? You don't know? She works at the IHOP, and her name is Eileen. Eileen to the left. Eileen to the right. Eileen serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner all day and all night. there were two men that were walking in the jungle, and they were taking pictures of the animals, the lions, the tigers, the elephants, and the giraffes. And they were taking pictures of the monkeys and the birds in the trees with the birds. And they were taking pictures of the snakes in the grass. And they ran into a bear. And one man bent down and took off his boots and put on his tennis shoes and tied them up real tight. And his partner said, "What are you doing, man? You know you can't outrun no bear." And the man looked at him and said, "Outrun a bear? I just need to outrun your ass." Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp company. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, I got one more joke for you. There was a boy that before he went to sleep, he knelt down on the side of his bed and he said his prayers. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandfather." And in the morning, he found out his grandfather died of a heart attack. So that next night, he bent down by his bed to say his prayers. And his mother was in the bedroom with him. And she was sitting on his bed. And he said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my grandmother." And in the morning, he found out his grandmother died of a stroke. So the next night, he knelt down by his bed, and he had his mother and his father in his bedroom, and he started to pray. He said, "Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray, dear Lord, my soul to keep. And if I die before I wake, I pray, dear Lord, my soul you take. God bless my daddy." And the next day, his daddy went to work, and he was so nervous. He did everything. Anytime he got in a line, he let everybody walk in front of him. He was very courteous. And then he went to lunch, and he stood in the line, and he let everybody order their food for lunch ahead of him. And then when he was doing the work in his office, he finished his paperwork, but he took his time into showing his paperwork to his boss because he let everybody else show their work to the boss first. And then he walked up and showed his work. And at the end of the day, he didn't want to drive home. He walked home all the way to his house. And he walked in his house and he saw his wife. And he said, "Whew, I made it. I didn't have any accidents at work or at lunchtime or after work. I walked home and I'm safe and sound. I didn't have any accidents." And his wife said, "Well, I'm glad to hear that. But you know, it's a funny thing. The mailman died this morning." Woo! I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right, well, now it's time for me to share a story with you that I wrote for the listening audience. So sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax, because I have a story that will be interesting. It will be entertaining. It will be educational. And it will be inspirational. So, DJ Papa D, if you have a story to share with them, play the story that I recorded. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. G-Money went into the school district as a substitute teacher, and he had to discipline one of the students. Yep, he had a student that got totally disrespectful, so he had to check him. He had to slam him into the desk and slam him on the table and run him down the table and tossed him into the wall. I mean, this kid would just not shut up. He wanted to call G-Money all kind of names, all kind of bad words and stuff. And I said, I told him, you know, G-Money said, man, you think you're grown? You think you're a man? So he had to check him. And then after he started boo-hooing and crying, he said, man, what's wrong? You were a man a minute ago. So what you crying for now? And the dude just sat up there and weeped. And G-Money stood him up and walked him to his desk and slammed him in his desk and said, you stay there and you don't move until I tell you to move. See, that's how G-Money handled his classroom situation. But the kids all respected him for being in control like that. So the girls that this guy had walked out the classroom with, they went and told the principal, and the principal sent the security, the school police, to the lunchroom to talk to G-Money. And the school police was a friend of G-Money's. So when he came in to talk to him, it wasn't no drama. He just told him, he said, hey, man, this principal don't get along with men teachers. And you're like the only man teacher at the school, so you need to watch this woman because she's going to try to get you fired from you jumping on one of her students because she thinks she's the general because you're at General Benjamin Davis Middle School and she's the principal. So she thinks she's the only one that can chastise any students. So I was like, I talked to G-Money, and I said, man, what you think about that? He said, man, I just do what I had to do to get control of the classroom. So he said, he told the school police, he said, yeah, man, I'll go talk to this principal. And the school police said, tell her that he tried to attack you and you had to defend yourself. We'll get you off the hook. Because she won't be able to fire you because you were defending yourself. So G-Money said, oh, all right, thank you for the info. And he finished his lunch. And then after lunch, the principal sent notice for him to come to the office because she wanted to talk to him. So he walked into the office, and she gave him a bunch of lip about chastising her students at her school, and she was the only one that was supposed to chastise any students. And G-Money told her, said, hey, well, that male student was a totally out of line. So I had to put him in his place. Plus, it's my classroom. I have to get respect and get order in my classroom in order to be able to teach. I need to have the discipline. She said, yeah, I understand that, but I don't want you to go back to the classroom today. And she called the district office and reported G-Money. So G-Money was sitting in the principal's office, not in her personal office, but in the office where the secretaries were and the counselors were. He was sitting in the office, and he was talking to the secretaries. And the secretary was telling him that this principal likes to lie on her attendance sheets so she can get big respect from the district.
And she told G Money that this principal had been turning in roll sheets that were inaccurate. And that's how she was getting big respect in the district, because she had like 98% attendance at her school, which wasn't really true because she was suspending kids all the time, because teachers were sending kids to the office and were suspending kids all the time. But she didn't report the kids being suspended. She had her secretaries reporting that the kids were present and accounted for every day of the week. So the secretary was telling me that, and I was like, okay, well, G-Money, what are we going to do? So G-Money says, well, I can't go back into the classroom. I got to go to the district office. So she sent him to the district office. But he was still getting paid every day as a substitute. So the district office would just pay his timesheet, sign his timesheet, and he would get paid. So he showed up at the district office every morning at 8 o'clock, like he was reporting to class, and he just sat around the district, sat in the office with the secretaries, talking with the back office people, the clerks, and just really doing nothing, just kind of discussing the situation with the students in the school district. And, you know, everybody had comments about different schools and different situations that were going on at the school, and he was just adding his 5 cents to the conversation. Because he had worked at all the schools in the district. He had worked all the high schools. It was 3 high schools. And he had worked at all the middle schools. And it was 8 middle schools. So he was taking assignments on all of the schools when the teachers were out. A lot of the teachers would even call him to come in and take over their class, because they knew that he would come in and he would get order and he would take care of the business in the classroom. So he was real popular among a lot of the teachers. And he was good with most of the principals. Most of the principals understood if he had to jump on somebody, then, you know, that's what he had to do. Because he went in as a disciplinarian. He was taking charge. When he took his class over, he was going in saying, hey, this is my class, and you do what I say do, because it's either my way or the highway. And I have, G-Money had a big sign on the wall, on his poster board. It says, Mr. G's property, my way or the highway. And he emphasized that. He let the kids know, I'm Mr. G, and this is my property. This is my classroom. I run the show here. So if you want to do something outside of what's going on in this classroom, well, I'm putting you out. And when I put you out, I'm going to call your mom. I'm going to call your dad. I'm going to call your parents. I'm not going to just send you to the principal. Because, see, G-Money found out that talking to the principal didn't always do the job. Because the principals were, like, trying to keep all the kids in school so they could get props for having good attendance. And when G-Money found out that the principals were lying on the roll sheet and they were suspending kids for misbehaving, he said, oh, I got to take things into my own hands. I got to be the disciplinarian. So he went into schools and he was regulating. And that how he got his reputation in Compton Unified School District. He was regulating all the classes that he went in and substituted in. He had to get control of the classes. And then once he got control, when he came back to that school, oh, man, it was a big difference. The kids liked him when he came. They respected him, and they listened to what he was talking about. And when he was subbing in the classes, there would be other kids that would be ditching other classes or getting put out because they didn't have their pencil or their paper. They weren't prepared to be in school. They would get put out of class. And so they'd be walking around the school with nothing to do, and they would be knocking on doors and running, or they'd be setting fire to the trash cans on the school property. You know, they would just be doing mischief. So when they found Mr. G Money was on the campus, they would show up at his class, and they would ask if they could come and sit in his classroom. And he would tell them, he said, hey, this is a sixth grade classroom, and you're seventh or eighth graders. Do you really want to sit in a sixth grade classroom? Because I'm going to put your work up on the board and see if you can compete with the sixth graders. And if you ain't as smart as the sixth grader, you're going to be embarrassed. And they were like, no, we want to do that. We can challenge any sixth grader. And I'm like, okay, you're in the seventh grade. You should have known what's going on in the sixth grade. And you're in the eighth grade, you should be able to do the work.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Jack Knight in Dakota House. All we wanna do is make you bounce. Monifa, could
Everybody around the world, G's Money presents a new project called Exercise and Entertainment. Facebook Live, and it'll start at 1:30 and end at 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I want you to listen to G's Money to exercise and improve your upper body strength and improve your health. And it's available to people of all ages, all around the world. We ask everybody around the world to support the project and go to Cash App and pull up the username, The Pimp Comic. And we ask that you support it financially so that we can pay the bills. I greatly appreciate your financial support, and we look forward to seeing you Monday through Friday. Facebook Live. We'll talk to you then. Thank you. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And I want to talk about basketball. It's basketball season, and it's time to follow G Money's picks on the basketball, the NBA, the WNBA, and college basketball. I'm going to see if I can pick a winner. So if you follow G Money Sports Report, you will be able to find out who's winning in the basketball game throughout the basketball season. So follow G Money and see if you can pick a winner, because I'm going to be in it to win it.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2023. So welcome, everybody, to Thursday's radio show, and welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, I think the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? But before I go, I want to recognize everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. On April 11th, this is 4/11/23. That's right, this is 7/11 day. Oh, no, it's not quite 7/11. It's 4/11 day. So we're celebrating the 11th of April celebration, and we want to acknowledge the birthday of my friends,
my followers and my fans that are following today's radio show. So, DJ Papa D, do we have a list of birthdays that we can recognize from the fans and the followers of the radio show?
Put another candle on my birthday cake. We're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake. I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
All right, G Money, here are the birthdays for today, April 13th, 2023. Happy birthday to Donna Davis Lewis, who is 69 years old today. Happy birthday to Whitney Ball. Happy birthday to Gloria Lewis, 51 years young today. Happy birthday to Mr. Michael Angelo Rogers, 55 years old today. Happy birthday to Lou Kay. Happy birthday to Bainisha Brown. Happy birthday to Joseph Noel, 48 years young. Happy birthday to Keith Boggs, 27 years old. Wow. Happy birthday to Corey D. Robinson. Happy birthday to Keisha Robinson. Happy birthday to Raquel Jones. Happy birthday to C Natural CNAT. Happy birthday to Clarence Farron II, wearing his blue and white. And last but not least, happy birthday to Mr. Richard Chastain. 64 years young today. That's it for all the birthdays. So happy birthday to everyone who's celebrating their birthday today, April 13th, 2023.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on 4/13/23. That's the numbers. So if you're going to the casino, that would be good numbers to bet on the crap table. 4/13/23. That's a whole bunch of good numbers there. 4/13/23. Actually, it was better when it was 3/13/23. But we'll take 4/13. 4/13 could be good numbers also. All right, well, happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today. May you have the grace and glory that God gives you, and may you live in everlasting life, which the Lord and Savior has died for your living arrangement. And may you believe in the life after death so that you can have eternal life afterwards. All right, so without further ado, I'd like to say, let us pray. I'm talking to you as Reverend G. Munch, because I've read in the Bible, it says, if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer, and I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's
affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together. And we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you.
joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgvgpromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.